Planet Shakers helping to shake up your Monday morning, WWIB, as we get started on this Make Us Laugh Monday, the second Monday of May, May 8th. We start with the best 5 minutes of the day. Good morning to Jason Cairns.
Good morning.
So, saw you briefly for breakfast on Saturday. Alex, and tell me, the singing competition in Memorial, what was this now?
So, it was the State Solo Ensemble competition at University of Wisconsin Eau Claire. Uh-huh. So, a few weeks ago was the regional competition at Chippewa Falls High School, and two of Alex's numbers made the state competition. So, we were there for that. He had a solo, and then also the Madrigals team got a perfect score there. So that was kind of fun.
Wow. Outstanding. Way to go.
Yeah.
So one of the things that happened for me later, said I went to the farmer's market. I had to get something else to go with my coverage of Fierce Freedom, their Oh Freedom fun run and fest coming up July 19th at Carson Park. Put it on your calendar. But there was a table out there in terms of We Mo May, no Mo May. And so I did a brief interview, and the woman I talked with from the Pollination Society, something talking about the fact that this is just the start and other things that they want to do. And they've got an author coming in that. I put up the little sign in the front yard, and then. You know, there's other things they ask you to not do. They ask you to not fertilize and do different things. And so,
right.
I don't know. I'm just going to go ahead and say there's some particular neighbors that of mine that I saw them fertilizing one day. And then yesterday when I saw the neighbor out cutting the grass, I don't know. I felt like environmental judgment. So, I mean, I need some help here. So.
You know, I have felt that same thing, but I also feel like there's judgment that comes in my direction as well.
Okay.
From my neighbors who, you know, are out mowing their lawn every 3 days, whether it needs it or not. And so for me, it's been trying to grapple with how do we live and let live around this, you know, encouraging people. I've had a number of people ask about my... my forgive the weeds, we're feeding the bees sign.
Right.
And so people will say, well, why are you doing that? And so I'm able to have conversations with them about pollinators and why it's important. And
so is it the dandelions or the long grass or what feeds the bees?
Well, so dandelions for sure are an early season source of food for the bees. But the other thing is that the part of the reason they don't want people to mow so early is that a lot of animals are still coming out of hibernation. I don't know if insects hibernate, but they haven't emerged yet. And so a lot of times when people mow too early, they end up damaging the bugs before they come out. So.
All right. We better keep it there because I don't mind feeding the bees, but I don't want to help the insects, okay?
Bees are insects, Mark.
Yeah. All right. Well, the bees, yeah. The bees, I'll draw the line there. All right, yeah. I don't want to help the mosquitoes. Okay.
All right, that's fair.
All right, yeah. Anyhow, just environmental judgment rising out of my heart, and so I thought I need to confess that on the radio. Okay.
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay, I think we're up to James or the end of James chapter 4, 13 through 17 today.
Yeah, it says, "Look here, who say today or tomorrow we're going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year, we'll do business there and make a profit." How do you know what your life will look like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, and then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you are boasting about your own pretentious plans, and all such boasting is evil. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not to do it.
All right, we close out James 4 this way, from Letters to the Beloved, and let's keep the music going, shall we, here for another moment. Beloved, be aware of scheming and strategizing without seeking me. I know that you desire to make a better life for yourself on earth, so you make financial plans and negotiate the future. But do not get too worked up about your retirement. When you're more focused on financial investments than your eternal security, you've lost sight of my kingdom. Your life on earth is less than a breath, but you will be with me forever. Store up eternal treasures. If I want you to live until you are 100, that is my prerogative. but I could take you home tomorrow if it's my will, so do not boast in your investments. Instead, boast in me. Final thoughts.
Yeah, so even thinking about that, it's coming to my mind or my thoughts about how do we invest in people? How do we invest in loving well? Because I don't think that gets lost. I think when we make those investments in loving other people in the name of Christ, we do good and heavenly work.
Yeah, for sure. And so, again, nothing against going ahead and making that some investments. But again, it's so easy to make that. And that's just an example of something to put as a second thing, a first thing, right?
Right. Absolutely.
All right.
Good way to put it.
Hey, have a good day. Start the work week. We'll talk to you tomorrow. There we go. Jason Cans from jasoncans.com here. All right, birthdays today. We move beyond the listener line. Nothing there. How about on Facebook? Josh Hellman, happy birthday today. Timothy Bundor Jr., a hard worker, former student of mine in Liberia. Kim Holton, happy birthday to her. Corky Sieber, Packer fan extraordinaire, great brother in the Lord. Looks like another friend in Liberia, Alfred Coley. And Troy Ellenen, former member of the Eau Claire North basketball team, a starter on the club that made it all the way to the state championship game. Dare I say the last time the North boys were in the state final with longtime head coach Pat Hammond. And they lost to my alma mater, Wauwatosa East. So just narrowly, funny story about that. Eric Carpenter was a starting point guard on the Tosa East team that won the title. He later went on to be a teacher and coach at Eau Claire North. Kind of crazy how that works. I believe, to the best of my knowledge, still there. Oh, how the years go by, right? All right. That's what we got for... Oh, what about the celebrity birthdays? Excuse me. The celebrity's not used to being forgotten. David Attenborough, the naturalist and nature documentary producer, 97 today. Who are some of your favorite 90-year-olds? Dick Van Dyke is one of mine. NFL commentator Bill Cowher, 66. Melissa Gilbert, from Little House in the Prairie, half pint, turning 59 today. Beat me to it. Stephen ML from Arrow, 42. Domhnall Gleeson from the Star Wars films, Harry Potter films, and Ex Machina is 40. Julia Whelan from Once and Again, 39. And Olivia Culpo from Model Squad is 31. Some of these shows, I have no idea. So hopefully they're okay. Matthew 8, 16 and 17. Paraphrase this way, our promise of the day from 365promises.com. My son took upon himself all your sicknesses and diseases. Yes, my son, the sinless one, Jesus, took upon himself all your sicknesses and diseases. Go check the devotion on those that paraphrase verse at making up two of them at 365promises.com. All right, who's got a birthday today? I told you somebody in the CCM world did. John Michael Talbot. He's getting up there. He's 69 today. John Michael Talbot, and we plug John Michael Talbot's name into the vast WWIB listening library, and there's one that comes to mind. Yeah, for me, the song is The Mystery that he teams up with Michael Card right now on WIB. All right, weekend recap, WWIB. I guess for starters, what I didn't do, I did not get up at 4 in the morning and watch King Charles' coronation.
I didn't even know it was happening. Yeah. I think I saw some buzz later on. It's like, okay, right. Good for them.
Some people didn't. Of course, media entourage from all the networks was over there. Also, let's see. On Saturday, my wife and Elena were away. It's the third dance competition, third and final for Elena. And so she was somewhere else in Minnesota, Rochester this time. So kind of holding down the fort on this end, taking care of some work, including the Chippewa Valley This Week program featuring Fierce Freedoms event July 19th at Carson Park in Eau Claire. But also caught up with some folks at the first farmer's market in Eau Claire at Phoenix Park for 2023. And that was good to see people out there, and did an interview that we included in the Chippewa Valley This Week on No Mo May. So I'm participating, got a little sign, put it in the front yard. And so... And yet it's going to challenge me, Caleb, because I'm one of those guys, you know, get the haircut at the right time, and, like, the lawn needs a haircut. And so this is kind of a daily test like the backyard grows a little faster, but
see, when I see my neighbor Bob out there mowing his lawn, then I know that I need to mow mine. It's like, come on, Bob, just wait another week.
I confessed this earlier this morning. I'll say it here. Environmental judgment when I saw a neighbor cutting grass yesterday. I'm like, you can't. It's May 7th. But anyhow, I'm going to try to see how far into May I can get with that. To feed the bees, to help the bees. All right. Also, close with this. Making lunch yesterday, Grace was like, hey, what's for lunch? How about, you know, some white sauce, some chicken, get the pasta. But the challenge is measuring, make enough pasta to fit with the sauce so you don't want a little bit left on either end. It worked out okay.
There you go. Well done. Well, yeah, Saturday, we had no power for 3 hours. Apparently, it was planned by XL Energy.
Really?
Not planned or communicated to us, but we didn't have power for about 3 hours.
Huh.
So, yeah, learned maybe how much my kids depend a little too much on devices. But also, it's like, oh, I can't open the fridge and I can't charge my phone or anything like that, too. But what we did do is we went to the library and we had a wonderful time at the library. So picked out a whole bunch of books. And later on, had a little daddy-daughter shopping trip with Nora. Not really to get her stuff, but just because she likes going shopping anywhere, even if it's for groceries. So we enjoyed that and made a stop at Farm and Fleet as well, too. And Sunday, I don't know if I just didn't read the forecast or what, but I just expected after getting caught in the rain. Side note, I don't know why that's a verse in a song. I hate getting caught in the rain. It was miserable Saturday night, especially when I was trying to put away toilet paper in the car and keep my five-year-old from bouncing in every single puddle. And it's like, hey, there's stuff I don't want to get wet. But anyway, so we got caught in the rain Saturday. But then Sunday, I thought it was going to be gloomy and nasty, but it was beautiful. Yeah. So we spent a lot of time outdoors after church at my parents' house. And so that was a gorgeous end to the weekend.
Fantastic. Starting to warm up. The Whip Wake Up Show on a Make Us Laugh Monday. This is the moment in the show, week after week, where we're supposed to come up with 3 jokes apiece, 6 jokes. So our best jokes.
How
of the
many
week,
do you have?
I got 3.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I found 3 as well.
All right. That's what we do. All right. We started off with Caleb. I'm afraid for the calendar.
Why is that?
Its days are numbered.
Well, mine are kind of groaners this week, but let's see. Let's dive in here on a Make Us Laugh Monday on the Whip Wake Up Show. If spaghetti made an action movie, what would it be called?
What?
Mission Impossible.
Uh-huh. I'll take it. All right. What did one toilet say to the other?
I'm not sure.
You look flushed.
That's good. Well, a woman with 2 left feet walks into a shoe store. She asks the manager, excuse me, do you have any flip-flops? Don't even know it, that one.
All right, this may be my best. I don't know. Maybe that's bad to say ahead of time. But what did the drummer call his twin daughters?
I'm not sure.
And a 1 and a 2.
Oh, and finally, what do you call a lazy medical professional?
What?
Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah.
Well, it's a Make Us Laugh Monday here in the Whip Wake Up Show. And our friend Sherry always likes to weigh in.
Good morning and happy Make Me Laugh Monday. Here's a joke, I hope. A woman phoned her dentist when she received her last bill. I'm shocked, she complained. It's 3 times what the normal charge is. Yes, I know, said the dentist, but you yelled so loud you scared away 2 other patients. 2. What did Snow White say when she was waiting in line for her photos? Someday my prince will come. Have a good day. God bless.
Oh, wow, 2 good ones from Sherry from Whitehall. Thank you, Sherry, for weighing in on Make Us Laugh Monday at 715-396-1670. Later on this hour, we'll give you a chance to win 2 full event tickets to the Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival. So stay tuned for that here on Monday on the Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. This is Zach Williams. Sunday's coming.
When your week feels like a beatdown, you can't tell the night from day. And you're tired of fighting battles when all you feel is pain. Oh, it's a heavy weight. And there's hope on the horizon, 'cause the cross was not the end. Let joy come in the morning, and child, lift your head. And don't you
against me.
Your son is.
This is Casey Price of Forsaken Hero, and you're starting your day the right way on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Open doors with no directions, heavy words and empty promises. Every day's never the same. The loss within all the changes. When the doubt sets in and I feel lost. When I think there's no one left to trust. When the road seems sure, something goes off course. When I feel like I won't find my way, you remind me that you are still the same.
Everything falls apart.
You are reliable.
When the world breaks my heart.
You are reliable.
When every glance slips through my hands.
You are reliable.
When I can't find the strength to stand.
Catch me when I fall, right? And you hear me when I call crying. And you fix me when I'm broke, right? And that's all I need to know. So the storm is gonna break, right? And the sun is gonna start shining. And everything is gonna go right. And that's all I need to know. What if you know something I don't? Something I won't. If you don't give me what I want, but you give me what I need, is that enough to believe in your love?
nothing but some blue skies. So let the good times roll. But what if you know something I don't? What if you will something I won't? If you don't give me what I want, but you give me what I need, is that enough to believe in your love? Will I still believe in your love? Believe in your love. Do I want you or what you can do for me? Do I love you? Do I love you? Do I love you or what you can do for me? Sometimes I don't know, but all I want.
Blessing offer with Believe. It's 8:15, 55 degrees, overcast, some rain outside this morning. We'll find beauty within your Mother's Day budget. Affordable sterling silver jewelry at Williams Diamond Center. They're in the Galleria just off London Road in Eau Claire. Williams Diamond Center, great partner here at WWIB for many years.
Why does everything at Great Harvest Bread Company taste so good? Because it's homemade. So for Mother's Day, treat your mom to made-from-scratch baked goods, including lemon cookies, lemon pound cake, and brand new cookies and cream scones. Great Harvest has also partnered with Avalon Floral for a special Mother's Day offer. Get a gorgeous bouquet of flowers paired with cake and bake cinnamon rolls. Pre-orders are encouraged. Great Harvest Bread Company on South Town Place, just off Gulf Road in Eau Claire, and at GreatHarvestBreadEauClaire.com.
Our senior citizens are so valuable, but are often forgotten. Visiting Angels exists to show seniors how much they are loved, helping them remain in their own homes with dignity and independence. But to do that, Visiting Angels needs you. You'll be matched with one or more seniors and may help them with meal prep, light housework, running errands, medication reminders, and simple companionship. Are you meant to be someone's angel? Serving Eau Claire, Chippewa, Dunn, and Barron counties. Apply now at visitingangels.com/Eau Claire.
Do you need to sell your current house? The Raven team will come out for free. They'll give you an estimate on your best asking price, help you figure out the most you can get from your home. The Raven team at Century 21 Affiliated. Start at theraventeam.com. That's theraventeam.com.
Coming May 11th through the 13th, it's the Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival at the Dells with Legacy 5, The Hoppers, The Booth Brothers, Jason Kram, Triumphant Quartet, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, Greater Vision, The Irwins, and Joseph Habedank. May the 11th through the 13th at the Crystal Grand Music Theater, The Dells, Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival. For ticket information, visit imcconcerts.com. imcconcerts.com. Or call 1-800-965-9324.
Being a mom is hectic. Hey, moms. Need a night off? Enter at WWIB.com, and every Friday through Mother's Day, we'll call one mom and give her a $25 gift card for festival foods and a pair of movie passes from MyCon Cinemas.
And from turkey and gravy to twice-baked potatoes, prime rib to picnic chicken. Next time you need a fully prepared meal after another hectic day, just swing by your local festival foods deli.
Enjoy 18 holes of golf in beautiful Mondovi at Valley Golf. Pastors golf for free every Monday. Valley Golf is also hiring and would love to find people of faith to share the gospel with our customers. Call Valley Golf in Mondovi, 926-4913.
Well, it is a Make Us Laugh Monday here in the WIB Wake Up Show. We've got another joke on the listener line at 396-1670.
Hello, Mark and Caleb. This is Kevin out of Fountain City. Just wanted to know why you can't teach a frog to read. Because every time you try to teach a frog to read, all she does with the paper is rip it, rip it, rip it. Later, guys.
Mother's Day on Sunday, and I'm sure we'll be featuring that throughout the week here on WWIB. And so a couple of things here. What do moms want for Mother's Day more than anything else? Well, you may want to think twice about that before you serve mom breakfast in bed this Sunday, right?
Yes, according to a survey, 70%, 7 out of 10 moms would rather sleep or have uninterrupted time to themselves than get breakfast in bed on Mother's Day.
Yeah, so like don't wake her up like real, you know, just after 6 in the morning. Here you go, mom, lights on. Here's the French toast and the coffee. Yeah, the survey also showed that nearly 80% of moms are torn equally between spending an extra hour with their kids or themselves.
Wow, that's a high percentage, too. So, you know, and maybe the thing is, do brunch sometime for mom and let her sleep in and then have brunch. Now, of course, because it's Sunday, maybe, I don't know, I'm speaking to myself and all other dads out there, too. If mom normally gets all the kids ready for church, maybe you get up a little earlier and help get the kids ready for church on Sundays so that she can sleep.
Yeah, I'm thinking of The Incredibles and Elastomom and just all that moms are asked to do. They are superheroes, aren't they? Also, a survey of expectant moms indicates dads should be prepared to give Mother's Day gifts this weekend.
Yes, in the survey of first-time pregnant women, 60% said they did, in fact, expect Mother's Day gifts. So, again, just a word to the wise, just helping you be prepared. We're certainly going to be celebrating Mother's Day all week long here with some great songs and some fun. And we'd love to hear from you and have you honor your mom in your own voice anytime this week, I'd say, at 715-396-1670.
This is Caleb on WWIB, where we are family. Taking a little time to draw your attention to a wonderful event coming back to Wisconsin Dells, the Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival. 3 days, 4 great sessions, incredible artists is coming up May 11th through the 13th. There's also a bonus concert this year after the festival's conclusion on Saturday evening, Mark Lowry and the Sound. And the man himself joins us right here, right now on WWIB. Hello, Mark. Thanks for taking some time today.
Hello, Caleb. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Mark, again, you've been entertaining audiences in various forms and fashions since you were 11 years old. Some people may not know that Mary Did You Know is actually your song. Maybe talk about that and just all the different things you've done in your career, from the Gaither Vocal Band, comedy, and then writing one of the most well-known Christmas songs in contemporary Christian music as well.
Well, it just started in college when I was studying business and I was praying and the Lord said, why won't you do what I want you to do? And you know, it was stunning because it wasn't audible. It was in my spirit. It was louder than audible. And I said, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do. And he literally said, I want you to go into music. He didn't say comedy. If he said comedy, I'd have found myself in the belly of a whale somewhere running from God, because that would have scared me. But I said, okay. And the Lord started opening doors. And looking back, I would guess it was him. And so from that, there's been this exploration of God and his son Jesus. I just want to know, what was it like? And my mother and I discussed these questions all of my years growing up, the humanity side of Jesus, you know, the human side of Jesus, that he probably skinned his knees. He probably cried when he was a little kid to his mama. He became human. And so I started thinking, if I could sit down with Mary and have a cup of coffee, what would I ask her? You know, because compressed and compacted into that 8-pound bundle was the fullness of the Godhead. And so that whole thing has been a life journey for me. It wasn't just a song. Jesus is the most interesting thing I've ever come across.
We're talking with Mark Lowry on WWIB here in advance of the Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival. You can get your tickets at imcconcerts.com or our website, wwib.com. It's May 11th through the 13th in the Dells. Mark, maybe just talk about, again, kind of an accidental comic here. What's your approach then to comedy? I've heard Tim Hawkins say, hey, all comedy really is living your life, make observations, write it down, tell strangers. What's your approach to comedy?
Good. Yeah, I was just trying to fill time. And I noticed that when I talked, people really sat up and listened. And when I sang, it was like they were counting ceiling tiles. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to dance with who brung me. All I care about is, are they listening? Because if they're not listening, we are wasting both of our time. And I found out that Baptists would laugh, and they had no conviction against it. They wouldn't shout if they got excited about the song, because then they'd look Pentecostal. But they would laugh, and I knew they were listening. Now, when I do a concert, I'm just having a conversation with the audience. It's just that I'm the only one talking, which is my favorite way to have a conversation, if you haven't noticed. But I'm like my mother. I'm a talk thinker. I don't know what I'm thinking until I hear myself say it.
As we wrap up here on WWIB, talking with Mark Lowry in advance of the Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival and that bonus concert with Mark Lowry and the Sound Saturday evening, can you maybe give folks a little preview what they can expect if they come out to enjoy the festival and then that additional concert with you?
I know what the first song will probably be, and I know what the last song will be, but it's an ADHD rabbit trail getting to it.
Sure.
And it will be whatever's on my mind, whatever's on my heart, whatever I'm thinking about, whatever I feel like doing at that moment. I don't have a program. I used to write stuff down, but then I'd lose it where I got to the stage. And sometimes I'd be looking at it on stage and thought, I don't want to do that. And I just take off in another direction. That's what it'll be like.
And again, we can't wait to have so many join together in worship and song. The Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival, May 11th through the 13th. Mark Lowry, who we're talking to, that bonus concert Saturday evening at 7 o'clock. But also, when you come to the festival, you're going to enjoy Legacy 5, the Booth Brothers, the Hoppers, Greater Vision, Ernie Haas and Signature Sound, Jason Crabb, the Irwins, and so many more. Mark, thank you so much for sharing part of your day with us here on WWIB, and we're just encouraging people. I think these events, when the glory all goes to the Creator, the one who gave us the ability, even Baptists, to laugh, the one who gave us the ability to sing, whether in our hearts or with our mouths, when all the glory goes to Him, it's such a beneficial thing to take a little time and be able to gather together in praise of that Creator.
Absolutely. Come out and be with us.
Thank you so much. That's Mark Lowry here on WWIB. Again, we've got the ticket link up for you at WWIB.com or IMCconcerts.com. The Wisconsin Gospel Music Festival, May 11th through the 13th in the Dells. Hope to see you there.
Yeah, I gotta say, Friday night, I had tried to go to Best Buy for something. It was after 8 o'clock, but they were already closed. But I saw the long, long line at Crumble Cookie. The skies were somewhat dark and ominous. It was not raining at the time, but people were going to get their cookie on the opening day, and they were going to take no for an answer. And so hats off to our friends that we met last week from Crumble Cookie. I've still not been able to sample one, but looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. And in our weekend recap, I totally forgot to mention that my family enjoyed a delicious meal from the new A&W in Altoona.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Nora had been wanting to try those lemonade shakes, so we just made dinner of it and got the lemonade shakes as well, too. So I meant to give them a shout-out. Delicious food.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. All right, so we have for you this morning, you morning listeners, 10 Habits that will ruin your life, 10 morning bad habits that damage your life, but, you know, kind of helping you out from a different perspective.
We're not trying to be too dreary on a Monday.
So this is something that might, that'll hurt your life. Sleeping too much. Yes, you want to get sleep. It's one thing that mom wants for Mother's Day because she doesn't get enough of it. But you can sleep too much.
Again, we're talking morning habits, bad ones that wouldn't be good for you. Number two, not waking up with a plan.
Uh-huh.
Starting your day without a clear plan can reduce productivity and feelings of aimlessness increase, right?
Uh-huh. There you go. A third thing to try to avoid, wasting your peak energy time in the morning. Yeah, each person experiences a period of peak energy during the day when they feel most alert and focused. And so don't waste that time early in the morning.
Bad morning habits to avoid, not staying organized in the morning. Uh-huh. Disorganization, not a good thing anytime, but in the morning can kind of set your day off course.
Uh-huh. A fifth thing to avoid, try to do better at not drinking water. Staying hydrated, essential for maintaining overall health. And drinking water in the morning provides numerous benefits.
Not getting any morning sunlight is also another bad morning habit. Try to get that vitamin D right away.
In the winter, it's hard to find the sunshine.
Right.
Seventh thing to try to avoid in the morning, consuming too much sugar or junk food in the morning. I know there's so many sugary sweet cereals, but pastries and on the list goes, but try to come up with some other things. I've had two breakfasts now, including this morning, an egg and an avocado. So
very good. Yeah. Yeah, superfood. Skipping a healthy breakfast, dovetailing off that one, that's another bad habit in the morning. So not only skipping breakfast, but skipping a healthy breakfast, not real good for you.
So many people skip breakfast, say they don't have time. A ninth thing, not taking time to think about your long-term goals. I don't know. You might be too busy in the morning.
I know. It's like, I have to think about my goals, too.
Yeah, that's a little bit much.
And number 10, bad habits to avoid in the morning. Avoiding difficult and uncomfortable tasks, I suppose, because if you start out avoiding them in the morning, then you will be avoiding them all day long.